Josh, do you think the identity and the personality of this offense has progressed yet, or are you still in search of that?
It's certainly progressing. Yeah, absolutely. I think, like we've said before, the identity will kind of take shape from game to game, hopefully, because we want to be a balanced team. We want to be able to throw the ball efficiently and effectively, and the same thing with the running game. And they've obviously set the tone here with the way they ran the ball last year. And so we want to continue that and allow, kind of the game as we get in there to dictate what we want to do to best help us move the football.
Josh, can you kind of identify with Johnny having a little bit of a sore elbow right now? You're throwing a ton as well. I know you guys all iced after practice. And are you not having that camp arm feeling?
No, thankfully, I'm not. But it's just part of something you go through. You know, it just happens. And Joe Sheehan and our training staff, they do a great job of getting guys ready to go and back out there. And so we try to stay on top of that stuff as much as we can. And so I know that it's always wise. It's hard to do, especially at this position, because you want to get reps. Especially as a young player, you want to get reps and you want to get out there and be out there with your guys. But at the same time, if you can take, kind of pause for one day now, you can save yourself a lot later. Because if you keep throwing on that thing, it can get worse and then it costs you to miss a lot of time. So it's hard, but you have to be wise with it and be able to take a day off and hopefully save yourself.
You've been around Hartline for a couple of months now. What are your impressions of him? Maybe not just as a receiver, but
he's just a pro. He's just a pro's pro. Brian gets out there and he knows where to be. He knows, he's got a plan when he's at the line of scrimmage on how he's going to attack the defender and the route running. And it trickles down throughout that room. I mean, Hawk, it's the same way. And the young guys, I mean, Travis and Gabe are picking up on that too. And so it's good. Brian's been great for that room. We got some really good pros at that position and in that room.
I don't know if he's like this with you guys, but there seems to be an urgency about him. He's got a little bit of edge to him.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I mean. Especially when you step onto the practice field, you can tell the guys, when I say a pro's pro, a guy that comes out when he hits the practice field and there's an urgency to that day's work and to getting better and to maximizing the time. And Brian does that as well as anybody, and it's reflective in his production out here on the practice field, and that's been a good thing for us.
Josh, how much do you want to play on Thursday?
How much do I want to play? Hey, I love playing. I'll play as long as they'll let me.
How much do you think you have to play?
I don't know. That's up to the coaches. I just go in there and play the best football I can. Hopefully, get some things going with the offense, and the main thing with any preseason game is to kind of knock the rust off, get the offense going a little bit, but to come out healthy more than anything. And because you're not going to be showing everything that you have in your bag, and so you just want to go out there and work efficiently and do some things that you can feel good about, but everybody get out healthy.
Just before,
you only got time for a couple more?
Just before Pryor got hurt, it seemed like you had started emptying out some bag tricks. How much is this time off for him, complicating the ability to incorporate kind of some of that stuff?
Well, I mean, obviously, if he's not in there, some of those things that you might want to do, you can't get reps at. So, but I don't think it necessarily hampers us completely because we know what kind of athlete he is and what he can do. And so defer to the coaches on how they want to use him and that planning. But I feel like, especially because of his background, he can pick up the things that he needs to rather quickly to be able to execute some of those things.
Josh, what do you think of Gary Barnage's game? And do you think he's underrated as a receiving threat?
I do. I was in Carolina when we drafted Gary, and I've always thought Gary was a good player. And so I have a ton of respect for him. He's done a great job in camp and just going out and making plays. And so he's kind of sneaky. I don't know if underrated is the right word or what, but he definitely does everything you ask him to do. Another pro's pro, does everything you ask him to do, and he catches the ball when it's thrown to him, and And so, you know, we expect good things from Gary this year.
Hey, Josh, do you think we'll get a good glimpse at the running game? Because there have been so many running backs that have been down. I mean, will you get a lot of good work on the running game?
Meaning
like,
when?
Do you think the fact that these backs have been out so much, that you know, the running game is going to be so important to this?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the good thing is the system, that part of the system is there's been some continuity there. And so so although, you know, Terrence and some of the guys have missed some time, they're – you know, they're familiar with the running game part of this system. You can't substitute, though, you know, the days that Duke's missed and stuff like that, you know, obviously. So we'll work with him to get him up to speed and still with him and with running backs in general. The skill set and the talent is what carries them. And so, you know, we like those guys' ability. And so I think that's what's going to give them a chance, because ultimately the group in front of them, the five guys in front of them, they've been together and worked together for a while. And so I think that's what gives us a chance, is because of the holes that are going to be there.